Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo.
Good evening, good evening to each, every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week, we invite various individuals to help you as an Avon business owner to develop Avon business to the next level. Whether that person is an Avon representative like yourself, a district leader, Avon district leader, or an Avon manager, life coach, business coach, spiritual advisors, these individuals come and give up their time to help you as an Avon representative. If you have not done so already, please like us on Facebook, Avon Motivational Radio Show. And in addition to that, if you miss portions of this broadcast or any broadcast, you can always go back to the link and re-listen to the broadcast. And I also always, at the end of each show, I include the link on the Facebook page, and as well as the next email blast that goes out to you. So the next person you're going to hear is Gil. Oh, Gil, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Great. Hi, Gillian. So today we're going to talk about skincare, so I'm going to let you take over.
Okay. Hello, everyone on this Blog Talk Radio, and welcome for taking the time. I'm not going to waste any of your time. I just wanted to let you know and understand, too. My name is Gia Clark. I've been with Avon for 5 years. I do sell a lot of skincare. I have a lot of repeat customers that are happy. I am not a dermatologist. I am not what are you, Pat? You are an esthetician, correct? Pat?
That's correct.
Yes. Esthetician. Yes, a passion esthetician. So learned a lot. Yes, I have learned a lot from her also, but that's not my specialty, and I don't specialize. But it's great to have someone on our team like that that does help us with skincare. So I'm talking to you mainly from what my customers have told me. First off, I'm a product of the product. I use the Avon skincare. I change it up with the season because my skin changes with the season. But I'm going to talk to you mainly about what my customers that are doing well with the skincare or like the skincare, what they tell me. Now, you know, there are so many different products out there in the skincare. I'm sure you walk into Neiman Marcus, Macy's, you name the store, and you'll see my favorite store is Lord & Taylor's. But as you go through the store, they strategically, marketing-wise, put it so that you walk through the cosmetic section of the store. And there's always a young lady there who's wants to try something on you and let you see how this works and that works. And, you know, you could get caught up in that, and you could be buying something because you've had something at home and you want to try something new. So many different reasons. But what I find is that all the products work. But I'm telling you like this, I'm going to be very real and very honest. If you think that all of these skincare products on the market will drastically make you look like you have had plastic surgery done, you're gravely mistaken. What I find is that it's how it feels, how it looks, and how you feel about the product is like more is key than anything else. Do you agree, Pat, with that?
What did you say, Caitlin?
I said, do you agree with that? That, you know, if you think that all of these skincare products are going to give you plastic surgery looks, that you—that's the first thing you have to rule out. Do you agree on that?
You're absolutely right. There's life factors that determine how your skin is going to be clear, health-wise and age-wise.
Okay, so that now you're hearing from an esthetician. who, you know, is professional and is telling you that. So what makes it different? What makes the Avon skincare different? And why are customers going to go and buy Avon skincare from you? Well, number one, it's because you're using the product and they see how nice your skin looks. And everybody
Absolutely.
Wants their skin to look good. So if they see someone and they say, oh, what are you using on your skin? And you're saying, well, I'm using Avon, a new product from Avon. They're going to say, really? And that's how you talk to, and that's how the word of mouth spreads about the product that you're using. Because everybody's using something if they're using something.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing that I know I talked to Pat earlier today, and I just wanted to break down first that that's a myth if you think it's going to give you like plastic surgery skin. It's not. But now the thing is, why is the customer going to buy it from you? It's because they trust and like and believe that you're going to give them a product that's going to work for them, or you're going to try and find something that works for them based on your clients that you have, that you already have,
mm-hmm.
and what you're using on your face. Do you agree with that, Pat, that that's really important?
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing, and we talk about this all the time, but, you know, in terms of makeup, that you can't sell
mm-hmm.
a dream looking like a nightmare. Same thing with your skincare.
Oh, I've gotten all of this and these facts where, you know, I didn't know a lot of this, but being on a team, that's important too. And, you know, Pat is, you know, the leader of our team and what she knows of skincare. And then what I know, I don't know as much as she does, but I have customers like she has customers. And we learn from our customers what they like and they don't like. So right now, I picked out of the Avon book, they had the 7 sins to skin. So, Pat, I know that you are going to agree on this stuff, the 7 quick things that I'm going to tell you that makes a difference. No matter
uh-huh.
what type of skin you have, one of it, it says, is the sun. And is that true? Is it the
oh,
sun?
Oh,
you a lot of damage.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, and doesn't the Avon skincare has SPF in it? Yeah, your day
mm-hmm.
creams have SPF in it that will protect your skin. So that's a good thing. Second is smoking. If you smoke,
oh, God.
It's not smart,
that
correct?
That really kills your skin.
Yep, so this is from an expert telling you, kills your skin. Smoking is really bad. It's harmful for the
really
free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it ages you. It takes the elasticity out of the skin, and it ages you. It accelerates aging. Now, stress and lack of sleep. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. Stress can do so many things. Stress can kill you. And lack
yeah,
of
sure
sleep. And lack of sleep, you can tell when you wake up in the morning. If you haven't had enough sleep, I don't care how much stuff you're putting on your face, but sleep is really important. You may feel better with it. But if you don't have enough sleep, you're going to have bags under your eyes. Your skin is not going to feel well. It's not moisturized. It's not doing well. So sleep and stress is really high on the list. And pollution, depending on where you live, you know, they clog the pores. I know that Pat does a lot of things with pore cleaning and to clean out your pores and to hydrate the skin, which is really important. But pollution, if you're in an area where there's a lot of pollution, that is not good for the skin also. That's number 4, facial expression. Now, facial expression, isn't that true? Now, Pat, I think you could speak on that better than I can because you know exactly as far as an esthetician what that does for the skin. Is that correct?
You know, stop frowning, everybody.
if you smile, do you have less wrinkles?
You have less wrinkles. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So frowning. Frowning is not a good thing.
Because it also wrinkles your forehead when you frown.
Ah, I see that? That's perfect. That's an example. Perfect. And you're right, because I do know when you're upset and you're looking in that mirror, you see those lines going across. You keep on doing that a lot, they become permanent. The next one is number 6 is everyday diet. Pat, you and I just finished having a talk on this. The more nutrient dense food that you eat, the better your skin is going to be.
You are what you eat.
Yeah. My gosh, that is saying it all. That is so true. You are what you eat. So remember that. That is so key. And when you're talking to your clients and your customers and your you know, and they're coming to you asking for these products. These are key areas that really you have to let them know makes a difference. And, of course, the position that you sleep in, whether you're sleeping on your chin, on your face, whether you're lying down, however you sleep, gives lines and prevents lines depending on how you sleep. So those are the seven key sins. And I got that straight from the Avon website. So that's really important that you go in there and, besides knowing your customers, know what affects their skin and what makes it different. And the fact that we're getting in, now we're into winter. We went from fall, now I could definitely say, at least on the East Coast, we're in winter. Myself personally, I can only tell you what I use personally and what my customers say. And I change my skincare with the seasons. I use a Nugenix during the fall. And this summer, I used the new Vital. And I loved it. I really, you know, even though it was for whatever skincare age that it had, it doesn't make a difference. It's based on the skin, which I learned that from Pat. Your age does not make a difference. It's what your skin, how your skin is, and how your skin has aged may not be your true age.
Do we still have that? I know when we first started out, Avon used to have that that survey, that skincare survey. We still have that?
That skincare, excuse me?
Remember the skincare survey that you were able to take and it told you your age?
I tell you, I don't see it on the website anymore. I looked for it. It used to be a nice survey that you can give out. I do have it, and I do give it to my customers.
I have it too,
I think that was the last, you know, they came out with a new power serum. I think what happens is that the skincare survey is, I thought it was really good. And it asks certain questions and, you know, what type of skin you have, how your skin feels, and then it puts you in a category of which is the right product that you might be able to use. I think what happened is that they've changed the product so often that the survey is not updated to match it. So, but the survey is still good because the question is still the question.
It's still good because it'll still tell you that, you know, you can't go with the, you can't go by the product that's listed in that particular survey. But what you can do is find out the age category, which we still have.
Yes, yep, and that's, you're 100% right. And if anybody needs that survey, you can contact Pat, and I'm sure she can let you know where it is, or you can contact your district manager. I'm sure the survey's out there because it's been out there for a while. I know that I have a copy. I know that I have a new customer. I can give them that survey.
I can always scan. If somebody's interested, they can always contact me, and I will they can contact me either through by Facebook or return the email which they got or text. And ask me to send them the survey because I can always scan it and send it out.
Now, that's awesome because if you're not sure what a person should use, the survey works really, really well. Now, in the book, in the online, there is a page that they have. It's under the skincare. And I don't know what page number it is, but it says anti-aging skincare, select products that treat your concerns. And then they have select the answers. They have my age, my main concern, and my skincare texture. You could use that too. It's nice. It's fine. It has all the products on it that's, you know, up to date. It doesn't have the serum in it. It doesn't have the new serum in it, though. But it's a good way to start. I like the older survey. It was more, it got people more involved with the questions, and I like that. So, you know, this is good too, but they did have another survey out there also, and this is on the website. It's in one of the booklets for skincare. So based on that, it tells you your age. Even one of the questions says my age is, and it says I'll never tell. So I mean, I think that's cute, and you'll be talking to your customers. I recently had a skincare party, which was really nice, and I had samples. And we tried different things, and we talked about it. But my customers that had the party, that was two customers together, they're cousins, they love Avon. and they don't use anything else but Avon. But I found out that there were a lot of people at the party. They had like eight friends. One woman said she never washes her face, really, just with water. Now, Pat, what do you say to someone when they say that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking. I was on mute. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I was just running my little mouth. And anyway, in terms of water and soap, so I'm going to talk about them together. So when people say they use regular soap like Dove or whatever, which is like, I look at them with a horrifying look. soap and water, well, soap is a surface cleanser. So it doesn't penetrate your pores. So and so is water. Water is like if you take water on a table and just throw splatter it on the table. It is what it is. You know, it's not doing anything. It's not penetrating. And so what you want a cleanser that's going to penetrate every individual pore, so that it can cleanse out each pore. And subsequently, the ultimate goal is that you have a nice, healthy, bright look. When someone cleanses their skin with soap or just plain water, you know, the surface is cleansed, but they have like a grayish tint to their skin. They don't have that healthy glow. And what you want is healthy glow. You want a healthy glow. And people who say they can't afford skincare or they buy makeup, you tell them the more they cleanse, the less they have to cover up. So in the long run, you spend less money on skincare.
Well, I love your answer. I love it. I love it. I love it. And it's so funny because what you said is so true. Her skin was like a dull. It was like a gray. It wasn't bright. Didn't look healthy. She looked like she might have been ill, but she was so proud that she just used soap and water to clean her face.
When I point out to people, I show them in a mirror. I talk about if they could look at one of their pores, particularly around the nose area or around the mouth area, and they can look, if they can focus in on one little pore, because usually their pores are large, and you could actually see blackness in the inside of the pore. Debris, they just you're not pulling out.
Wow, that is good, and I love the answer, and I'm going to remember that. Because I have never come across someone who ever said that they wash their face with soap and water and they love it. And her face, you know, she said, I don't have a pimple, I don't have any wrinkles, but her skin tone was just so dull.
And of course,
I'm not going to say your skin is just really looking dull. I said, okay, if that's what you want, I'm not here to convince you. I'm just here to let you know what there is. And, you know, that was good. And then I had one person who had said,
you know what? You don't know what you don't know what you don't know. And when you're looking at when someone looks at themselves every day, they don't see themselves. So she thinks she has good results, but then here you, a person who don't know her and seeing her for the first time, you see the true her. She doesn't see the true her.
That's so true. That is so true. You know, and you're right, it was dull, and, you know, I wasn't there to try and convince her, and I didn't want to, you know, take away from the other people there that loved the Avon, and they did. And I had one young lady who said she had tried Avon, and she said, you know, I had tried it, but I ordered it online, and I had used the platinum. And this young lady was maybe about 25 years old. Her skin was, like, really nice, and I said, you what? And she said, because I had a cousin of mine, and she said, try it. I said, how old was your cousin? She said, she's like in her 50s. I like 50, but, you know, she said it really worked for her. So I told her right away, I said, what happened when you tried it? She said, well, it was burning. It was, you know, it didn't work for me. And so I told her right away, that's because platinum is for sagging and loss of density and loss of definition for over 50. You know, skincare. So your skin is young. It doesn't need that strength right now for it.
Yeah.
So I recommended the Vital, and she tried it. I'm glad to hear that I did give her a sample. She loved it, and now she's an Avon customer because she really liked
like the Vital and how it looked on her face and how it made her feel. And she said, and this is the one thing I tell them, try it for a week, not a lot, because that's the other thing. We tend to put a whole lot on our face, and that clouds the pores too. I said, try a little, try it for a week, and let me know what you said. She called me after 4 days to say, people were saying, your face, it looks so great. What are you using? That's a perfect, perfect, perfect segue into, like, why you should use it. And she fell in love with it because people said she looked great. So, you know, and I want to say, too, the fact that she tried platinum, she got it from someone else, and it didn't work. Not all of these are going to work for everyone. And maybe Vital, I thought that would work for her based on what she had said, and her skin was a little uneven. But if that didn't work, we could have tried one of the other Avon lines that they have that's not so anti-aging in it. And we could have tried that for her. But she liked what she had, and she loves it now. So my thing to do now is, now I have a customer who likes it, I have to stay on top to make sure that she replenishes it every 30 to 45 days, or she's got to look elsewhere because she's going to forget how great it looked and how great she felt with it. So that's the other thing, as Avon represented, is we need to follow up. And, you know, if a person's been using skincare for a long time, still follow up with them. Maybe the season changed. It's perfect time to call them. Not only the holidays, this is the winter time. What are you using? You want to try something different? And you say no. But the fact that you have the interest, and, you know, they're your customers, and you have to treat them that way because they're special. They are special. So, you know, that's another thing.
And
that
every 30 days, they should be running out of the skincare product.
Exactly. If they're using it safely, like they should, and if not, you can ask them to still check with them and see how it's doing. So I find that in the beginning, I know I lost customers because they went and tried something new, something else, you know, and that's because I didn't follow up. So follow up is so key if you want to keep customers. And not only that, the young lady that first was a customer, and these are her friends, she didn't want to start with Avon, fine and good. But I always check with my customers to see, like, you know, do you have anybody that you'd like to recommend? I would love to give them a sample with your compliments of our new Avon product or the new skincare. Is there anybody that you would like to recommend? And they will say, when you say with your compliments, they're like, you could call my sister. You could call my aunt. Yes. And I said, well, I'll just make sure I let them know it's your, you know, you recommended. I'm giving them a free sample. And it's with your compliments because you mentioned them. And people love that. That's a line that I use that really works.
That's very good. One thing I wanted to mention, Gillian, is that sometimes people are resistant in terms of using our products.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons, one of the reasons why people are resistant to using our products is because they think that it's so much more they have to do in the morning, and they're rushing, and I explained to them, I said, well, you have to wash your face anyway, so instead of using whatever you were using, now you're replacing with our Avon product, and I hope that once you cleanse your skin, you'll put some kind of moisturizer on your face. Now you're using the correct moisturizer. And you should not mix your products because they're designed to chemically work with each other. So you can't use Avon's moisturizer with Clinique or whatever, or Revlon. No. It has to be the whole system.
So true. I learned that from you, too, which is something that I did not know when I first started, and you had mentioned that, and these are little key things that you get from information from a professional, which is like what Pat is, and I use that with my customers because it's the truth. They shouldn't be mixing it, and that is so, so true, and it helps you to sell the whole line because when you go out there, when they're buying stuff from, and they go inside of the Lord & Taylor's and to that cosmetic
group, they're not just buying the wash. They're going to buy the facial. They're going to buy the night cream. They're going to buy the whole line. And I also tell my customers, too, makes no difference what your makeup you put on top. If the skin underneath is not clean, if it's not healthy, whatever you put on top is just going to cover. It's just going to make it worse. It doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it better.
You think of a painter. When a painter is painting, although he's painting on a brand new surface, he still has to prime that surface to give himself a clean start. Same thing to say.
So true. So very true. So, you know, the last thing is that, you know, the steps are, and they're not that hard. If you cleanse, then you use your treatment, and then you follow with the moisturizer. And if you use an eye care product, you know, those are the four main things that you should do in the morning. If you don't have a treatment and you don't have an eye cream, and that's right, day and night. That's exactly right. You've got to do night also. I also, not only do I put moisturizer on my face, I also put on my décolletage.
That's right above your breath, between your neck and your breath.
My chin, on my right there, on my, you know, my neck part, because that makes a difference too. And my customers that try that, they love the fact that the skin feels softer. They don't feel as much of the sagginess. It does work. I love it.
Yeah. A lot of times people forget to do that, to cleanse and moisturize and treat that area. Again, this is from your neck. From the bottom of your chin, where your Adam's apple, to the top of your breast. And a lot of times we don't do anything with that area, and you'll see people and their skin looks young, but then you look at their neck area and you say, oh my God, look like a chicken neck.
It's so true. I find that even at this party, they were like, you put that there too. It's like, yes, that skin too.
Yeah.
So that's another difference. Now, you know, I know it's late, and I know that we, as Avon representatives, you know, have our customers, you know, even if you give them a call, there are still some specials going on right now. I know there's one book that's up the campaign, 25, but it's still good. It's called A Beautiful You, where they get a free mascara, and they buy three pieces.
Yeah,
one of my persons did that. Yeah, and that is still available right now. So if you don't have that book, you can go online and look it up. And, you know, it's a good way for one of your customers just to try it. And I always tell them, try it. If you don't like it, you don't feel it doesn't work, you know, Avon has a policy that we will take it back. And I'll be honest with you, even when I said that, I have had maybe in my 5 years, maybe a handful of people that have ever said have given it back in my whole 5 years that I've been doing it and selling skincare.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think there's a lot of reps that don't realize that Avon has that policy, a 100% guarantee.
That is so true, 100% guarantee. I mean, there's a lot of other products that don't have that, but Avon does, because they want the customer to be happy. They don't want them to buy a product that they don't like. So, you know, so I love this book because it's 3 for $38, 3 for $40, and it's really mixing up different types of things, which works really well, and it's a great, great way. And then, of course, on the last page, they have the Avon Element, which is for the younger skin, sensitive skin, and that's another line. If you have a person that has sensitive skin, they don't have to have the Anew, which is more for older skin, but the elements is for sensitive skin and young skin, so that's another good thing.
And you're never too young to start using skincare.
Never too young. Never ever ever too young. It's so true, so true.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about it. That's what I have to say, and I, you know, hope that you go out there and, you know, perfect time this winter and holiday to talk to your customers and give them samples. If you give them samples, please follow up. That is so key.
Absolutely.
Give them a sample and follow up. That's so, so key.
But first, you got to buy the sample.
That's right. You got to buy the sample. That is true. You do have to buy. And you know what, too? You have to be trying the product. If you're not trying the product, how can you recommend anything to anyone? So yeah, that's key,
absolutely.
Too.
And I don't know if you and you find the sample products in your tools.
Yes.
And it, and then there's a tab that says skincare.
That's exactly right. They made it easy to find it now going forward, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not that expensive. They really aren't. Because when you're getting these samples, you're not giving out to just everyone. You're giving out to people that you picked out that you believe could use it. Or go to your old, your customers that do use skincare and ask them, you know, can I give a sample with compliment to someone that you know? And they're going to recommend someone that said that they like the skincare. They're not going to give you someone that doesn't like it. So, you know, and follow up. It's key. Follow
and one of the things I like that you do, Gillian, is that when you give a customer a sample, you tell them that you're going to call them on a certain day to find out how they like that sample.
Always. Because, you know what, I don't want that sample to go in the bottom of their pocketbook and not used. I don't want that. And I'll tell you something, sometimes I'll wait to the next day and say, okay, I just want to find out how is that going? Did you have any problem putting it on? And they're like, oh, wow, that's right, I forgot. Okay, I'm going to start it now. Now they know I'm not playing around. I'm like, I really want you to try this out. But if you don't do that, people don't do that on purpose to you. It's just that life happens, you know, and they forget, you know. But you don't want them to forget. You want to be in their face, alive with them because you care. Not because of any other reason for the sale. You're doing it because you care.
Absolutely. And make them sound special. You know, you're one of my special customers, and we just got a new product, and I really value your opinion. I'm giving this to you because I want you to sample. Give me your honest opinion on it. And when they think that that's special,
exactly.
You know, they'll go out their way.
So true. So true.
So that's about it. That's just, and I wish everybody, you know, a good holiday, and you know, and I hope they do good sales with the Avon skincare because it's a good product. It really, really is.
It really is. Yeah, this is our order taking week, correct?
Yes, it is.
For campaign 26. So you know, everybody, you know, make it happen. This is the last. Push the guarantee. Is this the last push to get make sure your orders are in on time for Christmas?
Yes,
y'all got to make it happen, people.
Yep.
If they want these wonderful gifts underneath their Christmas tree, you got to make it happen.
Make the call. Do whatever you have to do this week. Call them. Make sure they're getting you got their email right. Tell them the things that are out there. Whatever you have to do. And now I
wear
Santa hat videos. Huh? That's right. Where you can whatever you have to do to get those sales in for the end of the year.
Absolutely. I have to thank Ellen. All of a sudden, we were getting feedback. That was her text, so I know I corrected that. So thank you, Ellen, for that. Okay, so everyone, make it happen. Gillian, thank you so much. And everyone, we'll talk to you soon. Good night, everyone. Oh, wait. There's something very important. Yes. Before we hang up, Avon sent out an email, and I know some people just don't read the email, and I hope I put it in my email blast. I'm going to have to go back and check. But Avon is saying that if you don't update your browser, and I guess they don't care what browser it is, whether it's Chrome or Mozilla or what's the thing, whether it's Fox, whatever this thing called. You got to upgrade your Foxfire. You have to upgrade your server, your browser, because if you don't, apparently Avon is doing something new to their website, and you won't be able to place your orders or whatever you need to do with the old browser. And so email went out with that information. So go back, find that email, and make that happen. Okay, everyone.
Thank you. That's important. Thanks.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.